Hello, and welcome to Currently Kirkland. I'm Pam Jardine, and I'm delighted to share some of the exciting things happening in our city. We have a great episode for you today. We'll take a look at who was selected as mayor and deputy mayor, find out about Kirkland Fire Department's newest tool, and learn about a historical building that made a big move 17 years ago. Have you ever wanted to attend a city council meeting? It's easier than you might think, and is one of the many ways to connect with your city leaders. Council meetings happen on the first and third Tuesday of every month at 7:30 p.m. During the City Hall remodel, the meetings will be held in the Peter Kirk Room in the lower level of City Hall. You can just listen or sign up to speak for 3 minutes to share your thoughts, opinions, and even compliments.
This is the time in our meeting when we hear from the public on matters which are not quasi-judicial or scheduled for public hearing. Please limit your comments to 3 minutes. We also ask that not more than three people speak on any one subject. However, if both proponents and opponents wish to speak, then up to three proponents and up to three opponents may address the council.
At the January 5th meeting, congratulations were given as the council selected Amy Wallen to continue as mayor for a second term. Jay Arnold was also chosen to be the new deputy mayor, replacing Penny Sweet.
This community knows Penny as a person who will always be there. As a listener, an advocate, a person who will walk up to City Hall and have a conversation to solve a problem, Penny rolls up her sleeves and makes things happen in Kirkland and for Kirkland. So, we join me in a round of applause and recognition and thanks of our outgoing deputy mayor, Penny Sweet.
Council members Shelley Klobaugh, Dave Asher, and Toby Nixon received their oath of office. To learn more about the council and meetings, visit kirklandwa.gov/council. We hope to see you at a future city council meeting soon. A building is much more than just walls, doors, and windows. February is Kirkland History Month. We wanted to take a closer look at the historic Heritage Hall, located a few blocks north from Marina Park. It's hard to miss with its white pillars, Greek temple portico, and neoclassic style.
Heritage Hall was originally built in 1922 in the Norkirk neighborhood and served as a church until 1960. It then became an office for an architectural firm until the land was sold and the building was set to be demolished. Wanting to preserve the history of the building, Kirkland residents sprang into action. One resident went above and beyond, spearheading the effort to save Heritage Hall. Bob Burke was a persuasive presence during city council meetings while also helping to raise $250,000 for the restoration of the building.
Bob Burke, who was the president at that time and very much an advocate of getting a space for us, he was always at the city asking for a space. We would not have the building if it wasn't for Bob.
Once it was decided to save the building, it needed a new home. After careful consideration, the area now known as Heritage Park was selected. The location was a former school site and was vacant at the time. In 1999, Heritage Hall made the half-mile journey using the wheels from an old 747 jumbo jet and quickly became an iconic fixture in Kirkland. Bob Burke passed away in May of 2013, but in 2011, he shared one of his memories of the building's move.
The day that it was moved, I remember the first lurch off the old foundation when it looked like it might fall into the street. But the movers did a great job of moving it down First Street and then up and onto the site. But my heart was pounding when that occurred.
Today, the upper level of Heritage Hall can be rented out for events, and the lower level houses the Kirkland Heritage Society. If you are interested in learning more of our city's past, visit the Kirkland Heritage Society in person or on its website, kirklandheritage.org.
You might notice something new driving around Kirkland streets. It's red, weighs 65,000 pounds, and helps to save lives.
Well, it's a 2015 Spartan LTI tractor-drawn aerial. We've had it a couple months now on property, and we're working through getting the guys trained up on it, getting it ready to go in service.
Other than the 103-foot ladder, there's something else that makes a truck like this stand out. It has two steering wheels.
I'd say the coolest part for me has always been that cab in the back, the tiller cab. I mean, there's something about sitting back there and driving that just makes it pretty special. It's hard to describe. It's just a different kind of thing. You're sitting up in the back, you have no brakes, you have no horn, you just steer. And you communicate, like I said, with your driver up front. And so it's really a team effort back there. But it's an odd feeling when you're taking a right that you have to turn to the left. And it takes practice and years to become really good at it.
We silenced the panel. The panel shows attic. We're going upstairs to investigate.
Typically, a ladder truck has a lifespan of 16 to 18 years, and the current truck had served Kirkland for over 20. Even though it will end its career with the city soon, it's perfectly suited for a smaller fire department due to a unique feature.
This is considered a quint aerial. A lot of them aren't. So we actually have a smaller pump than our engines. It pumps a little less volume, and we carry a small amount of water, about 300 gallons of water on this. So we have the ability, if needed, to put out a small fire or get started on a fire, which typically isn't a ladder company type operation.
Even though the new ladder truck has improved features that will keep Kirkland safe, it's really those who serve who make the biggest impact.
Most importantly, of course, is we have the people. We can have the apparatus, we can have the equipment, but without the trained people, we can't safely perform the operations needed to do the job.
We're happy that you decided to take some time to watch this episode and learn more about your city. Currently, Kirkland can be in the palm of your hand. Subscribe to Kirkland Television on YouTube. We air on KGov and KLife. Send us your news tips, story ideas, and suggestions to KirklandTV@kirklandwa.gov.